What's up, everybody? It's the Secret to Flight podcast, and I cannot believe we are today. Well, when this drops, it is New Year's Day, so happy New Year's, everyone. But this is getting recorded the week before, and this is my last podcast of 2023. And it is amazing how consistent we have stayed with this. I have Elena to thank for that. I think we've only missed a couple weeks this year, right? Like, maybe 2 or 3 weeks we missed, but we made up for them anyway. So it's awesome. It feels so great to be consistent with this for a full year. And it was interesting. I've been on and off with podcasts for like 6 years now. We've been doing them kind of on and off, and this is the first time we've had this level of consistency. And I think the reason for it is not only a little accountability, Elena holding me accountable to it, but also I'm enjoying them more. It's not the interview format before was just tough for me. I didn't necessarily enjoy it as much. I enjoy interviewing people, but not every single week. So I think being more authentic and having this be a podcast, this is really just a, you know, audio journal for myself to be able to look back at what was going on, and everything I talk about before the podcast is very much just advice that I need to give myself. And I know it, you know, some people have reached out and said it's helped them too. So this is the last week of the year. I spend this week doing reflections on the previous year and also the final touches on planning for 2024. So what I've been working on kind of this week is tweaking our Vivid Vision, tweaking the vision of kind of our acquisition source, Glide, and working on our flywheel and working on our hedgehog concept, and just everything kind of coming together with Flight to plan for a great year in 2024. I think it is important to remember that all of these business concepts are crucial if you plan on building a big operation, right? All of Jim Collins' concepts of the flywheel, the hedgehog concept, you know, staying in your lane, level 5 leadership, even the Vivid Vision and knowing where you're going. All of those are extremely important, but it is critical to keep in mind that all of those things don't happen overnight, right? You don't just start a business day one and the flywheel just flows out of your mind, and like exactly how you're going to operate and your purpose and your core values and your vision and your numbers, those are not going to all fly out of your mind week one. It's a process, right? So we can get very discouraged when starting something new to just dive only into the theory of what you're doing and spend way too much time on this stuff and not actually do anything. So balance is one of our core values, and I think we've been doing a fantastic job with actually hammering forward on construction projects. Like I said, we have 15 going right now, but at the same time working on the infrastructure on the back end and the vision and all of the business theory stuff as well. So keeping in mind that, you know, starting something new, you can't go all one way or all the other way. Obviously, the most important thing right off the bat, if you're a new business, is getting new clients, having you know, revenue start rolling in the door. But at the same time, you need to sprinkle some of this stuff in there too. And do not get discouraged if all of this stuff doesn't just flow out of you right away. I think it takes time and different iterations and working with clients and seeing how your process goes before you can have that full vision. You know, part of our Q1 rocks this year are taking, Sarah's been working on an overarching workflow of how these houses flow and who does what through the permitting process, client management, vendor management, and all the way from building a house, that whole process in a Lucid chart. And once again, something that's critically important but doesn't happen overnight. You know, we'll be, you know, 3 quarters in at this point and just continuing to tweak that, our processes. And I think we'll do them for the rest of time. And I think a lot of what we do will develop for the rest of time ever. So take this week to really reflect on the last year and start to plan for what you want in the years to come. It's the holidays, so there's, you know, a lot of people aren't working. It's a great time to dig in on this stuff. And when it's not really, you don't really have the opportunity to hammer forward on revenue generating things. So that's why I like this week. I've enjoyed it. Everyone's in a good mood, hanging out with family. So it's been an awesome week. On the flight side, big win from the last week is our Clarity Day. So it's been our second Clarity Day, and it was awesome. We had like three people plus the three VAs remote on video, and it was just like they were here. So it was it worked really well having people remote, which was awesome. Something I'd like to do down the road and get deeper into. And everyone was really engaged. It was just fantastic. We've never been more clear on what's happening the next year, the next quarter. Going over the rocks was awesome. We were pushing people on the personal rocks to do different things and going over everyone's rocks last quarter. I just very much enjoyed it. We went from 11 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. So it was long and thought intensive, and everyone was a little drained by the end of it. But, you know, everyone agreed at the end, we very much have our priorities straight for the coming quarter. And we're excited to get rolling on it. That sort of work, like Clarity Day work and planning the quarter ahead, is not fucking easy, right? Like writing rocks. Rocks seem so simple. What are you going to do in the next 3 months? What's the priority? But setting them, there's an art to it. And the only way to get good at it is do it. The only way to get good at it is fuck up a couple times. I talked about in the meeting how the first time we did rocks at Yellowbird 4 or 5 years ago, they were pretty shitty, right? And some of them got done, some didn't get done, and it was just kind of a mess because we didn't really know how to do it. But the easy thing to do would just be to go back to the way you were operating before. Oh, fuck rocks, they don't work, these are stupid. But if you stick with the process and continue to work with them and figure them out, that is the only way to grow. It's the only way to grow past, you know, where you're at and living in the whirlwind every day. So I would urge everyone to, you know, add a little more structure. We're happy to help with that sort of stuff. If you want to reach out, you know, it's part of our flywheel to kind of invest in others too, and kind of rising tide lifts all ships. So I hope everyone had a fantastic year in 2023, and we are very excited for the coming year. So thank you for listening, everyone that's listened this whole year, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a good new year.